is another piece of bread, and then the weak crust in the middle is jelly.
His dad taught him that if you really understand something, you can explain it simply. Learn more about the world around you on KGNU's science show, How on Earth, which airs every Tuesday right before Alan Watts.
The time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to delve into a topic that I think you'll find somewhat interesting. It's called descriptive ragtime. A lot of rags bear names that really have nothing to do with the music. I'm thinking of a few examples like the asparagus rag. That's probably a pretty good one right there. But some of them have titles that really, really describe what you are about to listen to. And in fact, some of the titles are so descriptive, or the music, I should say, is so descriptive that you can practically guess the title. I'm going to start out with an example that I suppose is supposed to be good. Written by E.T. Paul in 1903, this is The Burning of Rome. And it has several parts, and I will read them to you. Dash of the charioteer... I will read them to you if I start over right. Dash of the charioteers for position, the race, finish the race, parade of the victors, evening song of the Christians, alarm of fire, people in consternation, second alarm, people in panic, rush wildly through the streets, fire raging fiercely, crash of falling walls. Well, having said all that, let's listen to Bill Edwards as he plays The Burning of Rome. See if you can pick out all of those different parts. If you can, you're a better person than I am. Thank you. an interesting piece, but tell me now, could you really pick out the 12 individual things that were going on in that piece? I sure couldn't. Let's concentrate now on some ragtime that is a lot more descriptive. Joplin certainly kicked it off in 1896 with his Great Crush Collision March. This was a march based on an actual publicity event somebody staged where two locomotives raced towards each other on a track and had a marvelous collision. People paid money to watch this. There was a big explosion that took place, and several people were injured. So it didn't turn out quite the way the promoter wanted it to. I think the best version I know that really, really describes this is by Jean-Pierre Rampal. Jean-Pierre Rampal on flute with his quartet and the Great Crush Collision March by Scott Joplin. Well, here's another Joplin, and I think this will be fairly easy to identify. I think it's a very descriptive title. It's called Stop Time Rag.
Thank you.
Stop Time Rag by Joplin. That was the Southland Stingers there. And that certainly was a good title for it. And here's another one that I think perhaps is very descriptive in its title. It's called Ragtime Chimes, written by Percy Wenrich in 1911. And the late, great Trevor Tichenor is going to bring us that one off of an early piece of vinyl. Ragtime Chimes by Trevor Tichenor. I hope you could hear the chiming effect on that one. Our next example of descriptive ragtime comes from the pen of Robert Hampton. In 1914, he wrote a piece called The Cataract Rag, and it's supposed to mimic the sounds of waterfalls. So here is Michael Stahlkup. And you see if you get some waterfalls out of his performance. Thank you. Boy, he was all over that keyboard, wasn't he? Michael Stahlkup and Robert Hampton's Cataract Rag. I certainly got the feeling of waterfalls in that one. Well, these next two pieces are written by the same composer, Edward Claypool. And we'll just try a little test here. I'm not going to tell you the name of this. And at the end, I'll see if perhaps you've come up with the answer. I'll certainly give you the answer. And we'll do that with each of two pieces here by Ed Claypool. So here's the first one. It's played by the Paramount Jazz Band of Boston. Well, I hope you guessed it. That was Ragging the Scale by Ed Claypool from 1915, Paramount Jazz Band. And now, with that same sort of theme in mind here, working with the piano, let's see if you can name this tune by Ed Claypool. This is an early recording from 1923 by Frank Westfall. Thank you. Well, that one's not as well known as his other one, Ragging the Scale. This is from 1922, and it's called Dusting the Keys. I hope maybe you got that one correctly. Ed Claypool, played by Frank Westfall. Well, here's one that certainly lives up to its name. From 1920, written by George L. Cobb, it's called Stop It. And here is Waldo's Ragtime Orchestra under the baton of Terry Waldo. Stop It, Waldo's Ragtime Orchestra there. Well, we've got a couple of pieces by Zez Confrey now. He wrote some pretty descriptive ragtime. Here is one of my favorites. This is from 1933. It's called Grandfather's Clock, and it's not the old song that we used to sing in school. If you listen carefully, you'll hear the clock chime, and then you'll hear the pendulum swinging back and forth very slowly, very evocative of a grandfather's clock. Here is Vincent Johnson on piano. Nope. I'm one step ahead of myself. That's the next one. Let's back up here and get the one that's up on the turntable. This one by Zez Confrey is called Nickel in the Slot from 1923, and right at the beginning you'll hear a sound of the nickel rolling down the little slot and activating the Nickelodeon, which will go ahead and play the music. Once again, very descriptive, and this one is actually played by Zez Confrey himself. Thank you. Zaz Confrey and his orchestra, with Confrey himself on piano and Nickel in the slot. Now let's get on to Grandfather's Clock, and here is Vincent Johnson. Isn't that descriptive? Grandfather's Clock by Zaz Confrey, Vincent Johnson at the piano. Well, here's one that's a little more rambunctious than that one was, written in 1969 by William Albright and William Bolcom. They took turns on this. Albright did one section and then mailed it off to Bolcom, who did the next one, and back and forth until they came up with this one. It's called Brass Knuckles, and it's meant to be a musical joke, but it's become quite popular, or it did at the time, and so a lot of people like to listen to it. Here's Tony Caramia. Thank you. Brass Knuckles, as played by Tony Caramia. Sounded like a fight, didn't it? And then at the very end, it got really calm. I thought maybe the policeman had come by, and the fighters are saying, "What, us, officer? We weren't doing anything at all." Turning now again to the great Trevor Tichenor, here is one of his own pieces from 1976 that I find very descriptive. It's called The Hickory Smoked Rag, and I think the A section that opens this up just sounds like a bluegrass banjo. Real hoedown there, Hickory Smoked Rag. Trevor Tichenor wrote it and played it. Well, here's another one that I've had a lot of fun with over the years. From 1963, it's called The Spasm Rag by Tom Shea, and probably got his idea from a piece by Jelly Roll Morton called Grandpa's Spells. But you listen, and especially in the third section, if you can kind of hear somebody having a spasm. This is one that I've recorded myself. Thank you. Spasm Rag by Tom Shea from 1963. Well, here's a great piece. Everybody listening should identify this one, but I'll give you the title anyway, and it certainly does sound like its name. Written in 1923 by Jelly Roll Morton, it's called The Tiger Rag, and you can hear a tiger roar, I think, in the trio section as the pianist plays it with his elbow. And who can do a better job than Morten Gunnar Larsen? Well, I got ahead of myself here. Let's listen to William Bolcom as he does Tabby Cat Walk. To fade that one down. We run out of time here, and I absolutely want to get Tiger Rag in here at the very end. One of the great all-time descriptive pieces. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us this evening as we have played Descriptive Ragtime tonight, and I hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. Tune in again on another Thursday evening, and we'll have more ragtime for you. And let's go out now with Morten Gunnar Larsen playing Jelly Roll Morton's Tiger Rag. Thank you.
for the Swing Shift on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Good evening. George C. with you for this hour. The venerable Dave Gloss could not make it tonight. Jazz Lives comes up after this at 10 o'clock till midnight, then Sleepless Nights. Many thanks to Jack for the ragtime show, as always. We've got big band and swing music for the next hour. Please enjoy. Thank you for listening to your community radio, KGNU.
Thank you.